In this bulletin, the federal government likely to include tax cuts in the federal budget on Tuesday. US President Donald Trump says he's feeling better as he fights his coronavirus infection in hospital. And in the tennis, Novak Djokovic breezes past Colombia's Daniel Galan into the top 16. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has again indicated the federal budget, which will be handed down on Tuesday night, will include the bringing forward of tax cuts. Mr. Frydenberg has told the Nine Network the government is hoping that letting people keep more of their money will lead to them spending more money, which they hope in turn will create more jobs.
Well, we believe that people should keep more of what they earn, and we also believe that more people having more money in their pockets right now will help economic activity across the economy. More spending will mean more jobs.
But Mr. Frydenberg admits unemployment is likely to go up again before the end of the year. The federal government will invest a further $1.2 billion in apprenticeships in the federal budget. The measure has been unveiled today ahead of the budget on Tuesday night. The government says that this $1.2 billion comes on top of $2.8 billion already invested in skills and will help create 100,000 apprenticeships. Federal Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has told Sky News the measure will involve the government subsidising half the wage of new apprentices in any occupation, business size or location until the 100,000 apprentices mark is reached.
The number of apprentices started falling quite dramatically under Labor during the period of the Rudd-Gillard governments, and we've taken various steps during our period in government to support the take-up of apprentices. And this is a very significant measure now, subsidising 50% of the wage of a new apprentice, up to 100,000 new apprentices. A very exciting initiative, I believe.
Victoria has recorded 12 new coronavirus cases and one death. The city's 14-day rolling average in metropolitan Melbourne is 11.9, which is slightly down from yesterday. Three of the 12 new cases in Victoria are linked to the Butcher Club in Chadstone, including one person who lives in the Mitchell Shire, just north of the metropolitan area. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has urged people to limit making any unwise decisions.
We've just got to stay the course on this. We're so close. Let's not any of us do anything that might undermine the very positive numbers, the very strong performance we've seen in recent days. The trend is with us. The numbers are coming down. Once we get them low, we can keep them low and we can open up again. And if you want to spend summer at the beach, then that'll be the time to do that. If we don't do anything silly, anything selfish right now.
New South Wales is continuing its positive streak in the battle to contain the coronavirus. The state has reached its ninth consecutive day without any locally acquired COVID-19 cases. There are still warnings, though, in place by authorities that people remain vigilant over the long weekend and as the school holidays and warm weather continues. US President Donald Trump has released a video from hospital as he fights his coronavirus infection, saying he feels much better. Mr. Trump is at a military hospital near Washington. He says he chose to go there rather than stay at the White House. There have been conflicting reports over his status, with a doctor at the hospital refusing to say whether Mr. Trump ever needed supplemental oxygen. Mr. Trump says, although the next few days will be critical to his health, the antiviral medications he's taking are miraculous.
If you look at the therapeutics, which I'm taking right now, some of them, and others are coming out soon that are looking like, frankly, they're miracles, if you want to know the truth. So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days.
Voters in the southern Pacific French territory of New Caledonia are set to cast their ballots in a referendum on whether to break away from France and become an independent state. The poll, which has already opened, is the second time New Caledonia holds such a referendum. If voters choose independence, an unspecified transition period will open so that New Caledonia can get ready for its future status. Novak Djokovic has maintained his imperious progress at the French Open with a 6-0, 6-3, 6-2 victory, breezing past Colombia's Daniel Galan, reaching the top 16th at Roland Garros in Paris for a record-equalling 11th successive year. But after his victory, the world number one, who defaulted from the US Open in September after hitting a lineswoman in the neck with a ball hit in frustration, questioned the role of on-court officials, suggesting tennis had the technology to do away with them.
With all my respect for the tradition and the culture that we have in this sport, when it comes to people present on the court during a match, including line umpires, I really don't see a reason why every single tournament in this world, in this technological advanced era, would not have what we had during Cincinnati/New York tournament. The technology is so advanced right now, there's absolutely no reason why you should keep line umpires on the court.
And now turning to tomorrow's weather, Perth sunny 22, Adelaide possible showers and 17, Melbourne cloudy with rains easing and 14, Hobart showers clearing 15, Canberra rain developing and 24, Wollongong mostly sunny 27, Sydney similar conditions and 27 again, Newcastle sunny and 30, Brisbane partly cloudy and 27, Cairns partly cloudy 29, and Darwin a shower or two with a possible storm 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.